want to go back to the Philippines to visit. It's hard to live there. But I would say that a lot of my decisions after the Philippines, my confusion about another big culture shock, like economic disadvantages. When I was in the Philippines, I was 10, 11, 12, you know, and I'd have kids that were younger than me asking me for money, or kids that were older than me asking me for money, you know, depending on the class difference is very visible. And I didn't understand it. And when I would ask my parents, or when I'd ask my, you know, my relatives, I was like, why is it like this? Why is it so different? Why is the Philippines so poverty-stricken? And they would respond, some of them would respond, because Filipinos are lazy. And, you know, to me, I'm like, I learned that really young. I'm like, really? You know, and then so I believed it for, like, probably a good portion of my time. They're like, Filipinos are lazy. That can't be it. You know, and when we didn't study that much about Filipino economics, you know, or, like, any reasons as to why the Philippines is a struggling developing country. And so when I came back here, I wanted to major in English at first, so I'm telling you, I switched majors. And then I took at the same time an English course and a women's studies course, gender studies, and it was on feminism and globalization. And after that class, I realized, why am I studying English? There's, like, female infanticide in India, there's, you know, domestic workers up to the, you know, millions from the Philippines. So there's just so many other pertinent and urgent issues to tackle rather than some erudite type of paper in English. So that's when I started trying to answer the questions that I had before that were misrepresented. And that's a lot of why, that's what influences me a lot.